You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Penns Valley. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In October, we stopped at the Old Gregg School in the Penns Valley town of Spring Mills. Today, Jim Zubler and Andrea Farrick talk to Nicholas Brink about his time in central Pennsylvania, starting with when he moved here in 1970 to take a job at Penn State. Brink had already been active in the civil rights movement while he was working on a PhD at UCLA.
The only job offer I had was at Penn State in instructional services. And I lasted in that job about 18 months, but I was in hot water from the beginning. I think with the first week I was here, the Student Peace Union asked me to give a talk about what was going on at UCLA. And the next day there was an article in the Daily Collegian about what I had to say, and one sentence was, "For myself, I would not rule out violence, but if I turned to violence, I'd be admitting my cause was wrong." Something to that effect. Anyway, the first part of that sentence was underlined, and I was called into the dean's office and read the Riot Act. After a year and a half, I quit at Penn State. In the meantime, Bob Olson, who was a professor of engineering, proposed to me to write this grant for starting Strawberry Fields, the group home for the retarded, which still exists, but I was only there for about, 6-8 months, because we were trying to run it more like a hippie commune, and just sort of the county commissioners somehow didn't like the way we were doing it, so I resigned from doing that, and at that point I moved out to the valley. We first lived in the Woodward House, the house that Brian Futhy's in. We lived there for probably a year, 2 years. And then as a commune, we started buying the house that I live in now in Coburn. At the time, there was three communes. We called our commune the Mount Laurel Workshops. We made candles that we sold as fundraising items. And we really were a bunch of single parents. So we were a commune of shared childcare in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some of the things that came out of these three communes that still really exist, that really have become central issues to the Valley. One was the PVCA, and PVCA was formed back then as a battle against the quarry that was starting. But PVCA has really branched out and gotten into all kinds of environmental, ecological types of projects, which I think is beautiful. The other one was PASA. Tim Bowser had this idea of forming this Organization for Sustainable Agriculture. And then along came Pennsylvania Certified Organic. These three organizations really came out of this collection of people that came out of these first three communes.
I think that's very significant, you know, that this group of people and their relationships have really impacted the Valley and even, you would say, impacted the state and maybe even the nation.
Yeah, well, I wanted to thank you for all of your actions and your commitment to this Valley and really laying a foundation for future peacemaking and local economy building. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Nicholas Brink talks with Jim Zubler and Andrea Farrick. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.